Hey, this is hard.
Let's get it. Here we go. Gotta get the gaming going. Gotta get the gaming going. Podcast. Hey, see, we started our own broadcast. And we call it the Player Podcast. Stomp down on the head, man. Player Podcast. Hey, see, we started our own broadcast. And we call it the Player Podcast. Stop down on the hay nets. Play a podcast. Hey, play a podcast. Play a podcast. Stop down on the hay nets. Play a podcast. Hey, start the own broadcast. And we call it the Player Podcast. Stop down on the hay nets. Play a podcast. Start the own broadcast. And we call it the Player Podcast. Stomp down on the head, play a podcast. Hey, make a podcast. Play a podcast. Be back on the head, play a podcast. There you go. Man, we got to get the gaming going. You feel me? Let's get it. Look, bro. So look, we got a special guest in here, you know what I'm saying? You see Money Making E up top, you know what I'm saying? But we got Box Steak Thump in the house. Fit to talk
straight up.
Yeah. Oh, not a whole lot of hillside in this motherfucker today. It's going down.
Indeed.
Hey, what up
with y'all?
Man, living, bro, trying to make it work, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? It's a nice little reunion. Buddy. I know y'all two niggas ain't seen each other in a minute.
Yeah,
we have it. It's been a long time, but you know, shit. Even nigga from way back, we go way back.
Hey, I just want to say, let me say this, man. Hey, my nigga Thump is a motherfucking OG, man, from the hillside. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, my man stands on what he stands on. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to make sure. A lot of love was shown towards him, you know what I'm saying? Give him the proper introduction for who he is and what he's accomplished in his life, man. So it's good to see you, my brother, for sure.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's always good to see you, bro. It's a blessing to be here, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, we try to make it work, bro, for real. Nigga, it's good to see you doing good shit, because that, like you said, this nigga OG, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? This nigga done a lot. Some shit we didn't see. You know?
Hey, I was watching this video. It was a Baby H's video. And I seen you. Y'all two was both playing characters in that movie, man. I was like, yo, that's dope, man. I love to see that, for real.
Yeah, man. That nigga Baby H is
He doing this thing, man. We proud of him.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. That energy, bro, that same energy that he used to rough up the streets and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's good to see that nigga putting that shit in a positive, or using it in a positive way. You know, I like that shit, man. That's what we like trying to support.
Hey, yo, Thump, what you sipping on, bro?
Shit, I went to the LQ last night to get some Hornitos. That's my favorite, but some dude recommended me this shit called Rista. It's a Moscato. So I was like, you know, it can't beat us $14, but it got a sweet taste to it. It's real good, actually. Kind of killed the bottle, but
okay. So you said your favorite is Hornitos?
Yeah, Hornitos is my favorite. I don't know why. Okay.
Hey, you drink it straight up or you mix it?
No, I drink it straight up.
Straight up. Yeah. I'm on that Hennessy and Red Bull right now.
Hey, you know what's up is my girl, she been kind of like egging me on because we bought this pure white Hennessy and I won't let her drink it. We bought it on the cruise.
Hey, I got the plug. I got the plug on the pure white. If y'all trying to get some more, I got the plug, so let me know.
Yeah,
my baby sister, she's selling some for sure.
Oh shit! Well, I'm about to hit you after this, after the podcast and shit. Tap in with
he
you.
He said, "Run me that shit now."
Y'all won't let her open the bottle because like it's very rare here, so it's like, shoot.
Yeah,
y'all know we gonna hold on to that.
Yeah, really. Yeah. You can't be wasting that shit. I feel that.
Nah, I don't know. Look, maybe we'll get more. I bet.
So we got a word of the week, man. We try to start off with, you know, some good, man. We like to promote intelligence and shit and expanding our vocabularies, you know. So the word
let's do something different. How about you say the word of the week, and then me and Thump, we got to use it in a sentence and guess what the word of the week means. Let's do that, bro. Is that cool?
All right, I like that. Let's do that.
All right.
So look, the word of the week is indolent.
Indolent?
Yeah.
All right, I got one thing. Let me go first. I'm going to go first, Thump. All right,
go ahead.
I'm not going to cuss because we trying to get monetized, so I'm not going to cuss. I'm going to say this creatively. I'm going to say, girl, get out my face. You so damn indolent.
Indolent. That's a word.
All right, let's see. Let me go. I got one. Please keep me out your drama. Everything is very indolent. Or I guess indolent around here. No activity on that shit.
So okay. So y'all was close with no cigar, brothers. Look, fucking so indolent. So indolent means it basically means lazy. Means lazy. So I said not one to, you know, be active or exert energy. So lazy.
Oh man.
Yeah, to avoid activity or exertion. Yeah, so actually that word is cool, man. It don't even sound like it'll be that, you know, to me.
Yeah.
Indolent. Mm-hmm. Indolent, motherfucker. My son is indolent.
You indolent ass nigga.
They should be indolent. They just want somebody to pay for all their shit.
Get your indolent ass on, man.
Yeah, real shit.
Hey, who y'all think gonna win the Super Bowl today?
Oh,
I don't know, bro. I don't watch that.
You don't
shit,
know? Man. I'm going for the Chiefs, man. Nah. I'm going for the Chiefs.
You know what? Because I'm a Broncos fan, I want to go for the Eagles, but I don't want to rule out Mahomes showing out. Yeah. So I ain't even gonna lie. I just threw down a $50 bet for $17,000. I'll put it on the Chiefs.
Ooh,
you put down $50, and if you win $17,000,
yeah, but it has to be the Chiefs and Travis Kelce getting 2 touchdowns. And he's been going off this season with the 2 touchdown game, so it's
that can happen. Kelce's a tight end, right?
Yeah,
that can happen. I mean, if Mahomes has one of those games where he's turning up, hey, that can happen. 17,000, bro. How much would you have got if just they win the Super Bowl and you didn't put on an extra bet? How much would you?
Oh shit! Yeah, it probably wouldn't. It probably would have been like $55 win, but
55. Okay,
because you had to add that factor in there. It was that and something else. I think Jalen Hurts to get a touchdown because shit, if they had the 5-yard line, yeah, parlay, he gonna run it in.
Yeah, you doing a parlay? Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. And I think Jalen Hurts, in the Super Bowl, he's gonna get him a touchdown for sure. So we'll see. Yeah. I'm rooting for you.
I hope so. I'll come back like, hey, my brothers.
Yeah, bro, that's a bomb ass fucking payout, bro, for $50, nigga. God damn. Man.
Usually I don't go that hard, but I was like, shoot, I was gonna throw a 100 on it, but I was like, nah, that's too risky. And I'll get cussed out.
Yo, when we jump off, I'm gonna place a bet. I'm gonna just place a. You said the payout for 50 is only 55, man. I'm gonna place a bet. I might do something like the Chiefs will win. I don't know what my parlay will be. I have to see what I have options for, but the Chiefs winning, I'd say Mahomes might get like a rush touchdown, and then you know, maybe another one like you said, Kelce at least get one. One touchdown. That would be my parlay, probably.
Yeah, and then I did another one. I put a Dallas Goedert on there. He's the tight end for Philadelphia for a touchdown because of the fact that they're gonna be trying to block off Devontae Smith and AJ Brown. So I'm like, hey, you know what? It might turn up. Like, so he'd be wide open.
Yeah. That's true.
That's dope, man. Y'all know them sports, man. I don't know shit about sports, bro. I don't be watching that shit, man. Man, I'm with that shit, bro. The Chiefs used to be my team, though. For real, for real.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still love the Chiefs, but now it's like, man, I ain't got time to be watching that shit, bro.
Hey Thumb. Hey Thumb. You remember that nigga Jot? He'll wear the KC hat at George.
Oh yeah.
Nigga, he was bad, bro. Oh,
niggas was wild, hey, boy. That's crazy.
That's the one that bought that hat. He bought, I don't remember how we got it. We might have traded for something, how I got it. But yeah, Dustin's ass. He was, you know, that nigga, man. He's always being bad as fuck. Like, it's a lot of Crips at the school.
Hey, it was a lot of Crips at the school, too. I'm like, God, dang, we got another. Like, about to get jumped.
Oh, God, bro. For real. Nigga, hey, look, that reminds me of that time my nigga, we was at City Park, my nigga. I think it was the Jazz in the Park, one of them Jazz in the Park days, bro. Them niggas surrounded me, bro. Woo! Nigga.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere, too. It was like, oh, shoot. Like,
yeah, my nigga, y'all ass, bro. You held it down, though. Niggas like, nigga, we ain't running from you niggas. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I was like, man, I'm gonna have to get ready to do some shit, my nigga. One of these niggas is finna get it, bro. But I might get got after this.
That's when the 1990 Power Ranger instinct come into play. You got to start doing some wild crazy kids. Get out of that situation. You got to.
Hey, so just for the sake, because I wasn't there, man. So what happened was you got surrounded by some Crips at Jazz in the Park. Thump happened to be there and was like, hey, y'all not touching my homie and shit.
I think we was kind of already there. Was we together already? Okay. Or did
we meet up there? Yeah. No, we met each other down there, and the issue was, I guess, a week before that, we had went to a party on the east side. Ended up, one of my partners, you know, ended up getting off up there, and he hit two people. Oh, so you ain't thinking about it. You like, oh yeah, we just up here having a good time, but they walked upon us and kind of just surrounded us. It was like, oh shoot, like hold on, wait a minute, like oh yeah, I still remember that conversation. Like,
yeah, bro, that shit got real. He did it with a big ass nigga. I was like, this nigga Dre. Oh no, go ahead.
Yeah. And I said that dude ended up getting killed a couple years ago.
Oh damn. Mm.
Mm. All right. He got into a little shootout. I think it was at news for the situation, because it was a shootout between him and another blood, and they ended up getting into a shootout down on Downing. Man. And they both end up killing each other. Yeah.
Damn. Shit, man. Yeah, terrible. See, man. That's why niggas out here trying to change their life, bro.
Hey, I ain't trying to put thump. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, bro. But I gotta ask you, man. What's your perspective? Mm-hmm. Like, what's your thoughts on gangbanging, bro?
Nowadays?
Yeah.
It's nowadays it's to me, honestly, it's watered down. It's not the same as when we was growing up. It's I don't like the idea of a lot of niggas who's big homies now who wasn't out there in the field. They wasn't out there in the field, and they teaching these kids how to do the terrible shit that they would never do. So I honestly don't support it. I'm glad that my son, you know, I don't shy my kids away from the lifestyle that we came up under, but it makes them not want to do it more. But now, like I said, it's too watered down. It's too many risks that come with it, and kids is actually really out here killing each other and not giving it down, you know. And a lot of people, like I said, who wasn't doing shit, really go out there and they're trying to put these kids out to put in work they never did. And I think that's how it was when we was growing up, when, you know, when we had OGs and we seeing that a lot of them who wouldn't jump off the porch is out there trying to tell us that what we gotta do to make a name for ourselves. And I mean, luckily we made it to this point in our lives where we can actually teach these kids something, because it's it's so trash, and I don't like it.
Real talk, bro. Real
fucking. Yeah, I'm always right where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't walk away from it completely. But I could just show you something different.
That's what's up. Right. I respect that.
Right. Yeah, I do see a lot of that, bro. Like, damn, my nigga. Like, y'all nigga, why you wait till now, my nigga? Like, I ain't gonna lie, I would.
Oh, shoot. What happened?
I don't know. He froze up. Yo, he's struggling with his Wi-Fi today, bro.
Yeah. He got to unplug it and plug it back in. But, I feel him. I guess I can feel him in a sense, and kind of what he's trying to say is, it's just ugly out here. And I hate to say it, I see a lot of homies now with their kids out here in the streets trying to dap you up. And I'm like, hell no, man. I wish today my son would. I wish today he would. Mm-mm. But I think
you talked to DeJuan lately, bro.
Yeah, I talked to his ass last week.
He's good because I called his number. His number done changed. He hit me as soon as he got out, and then I met up with him like once or twice and shit. And then his number done changed.
Nah, he back in jail.
Oh, he's back in jail already?
Yeah, he back in jail already. He should have got him a job with mine, because you remember he was always on the internet begging for a job and shit. So the first day he was supposed to start, he missed. He said he had to go get his medicine or some shit. So they told him to come in the next day.
Truck? Is that the shit where he was loading the trucks?
No, it was a totally different job. He was going to be cleaning buses, like fueling and washing buses. The second day he was supposed to show up, I don't know what happened. He told them that he couldn't make it or something, and he got his shit. He went and turned his life out, and now he's in jail facing 8 to 24 for burglary.
Oh, fuck, bro. Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Because I think this last time he got out early, didn't he?
Yep, he did. Guess what? He was on the 10-year sentence. Man. For burglary, hey, and yo, now you go back again.
He hit me, bro, and I pulled up on him, you know what I'm saying? Dapped him up, man. Happy to see him, you know? And then he was telling me things was good. Hey, Jod, we talking about DeJuan, you know? Because Jod actually hit me because I'm not on Facebook, bro. And Jod was like, yo, DeJuan, want to holler at you, you know? And he was like, yo, man, I'm going to work, you know? And I think he said Corey was up there working with him. I think that's what he said. They was doing the trucks. And then he told me, like, yo, I got fired from my job, and I'm supposed to get hired on that Caterpillar. And then around that time is kind of where we lost contact. But I hit his number because I hadn't heard from him. I at least just want to know he's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then his number was changed, and I was like, damn, man, you feel me? But I ain't going to lie, man. I love that dude, man. I don't give a fuck, but I love that dude.
Oh, you got to love DeJuan's ass. He's funny as hell, but he just always – that's hilarious. That's why you always keep him around, because he's funny. But it's like, man, just the vibe. Man.
Hey, yo, one time, me and DeJuan, we was at Jod's house. Me and DeJuan pull up to Jod's crib. Yo, we was getting lit, bro. Like, so DeJuan was lit. I'm sorry, story time. I just gotta do story time real quick, man. For the humble one time, and like this nigga DeJuan was freestyling. So me and Jod, you know, we'll freestyle and do music and shit, you know. And then DeJuan came over, he tried to freestyle, bro. He was clowning, boy. I got it on video too. I got it on video, man.
Oh, he was talking about riding a school bus.
Yo, he was talking about riding a school bus, and like he was. I was like, this nigga's beamed up,
DeJuan's
boy.
Mass is beamed a trip, up, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie. Hold on, we got a couple of people. What's up, bro?
What up, what happened?
I don't know. Let's see who's commenting.
Oh, somebody commented.
CJ Snacks. Okay. All right.
What's up, Lisa?
Veronica Brown said, hey, bro.
Dominique, what it do, man? Oh. Yeah, that's what's up. Y'all tapping in. But what's up with DeJuan, though, man? I know he was locked down for a second. I might have missed it. Shit, tripping today.
You know, he went back to jail. He caught a burglary case. In November, but you know he was stressed out over that girl, man. So
we went to school with that girl. She went to Smiley. She was a class under us, bro.
Yep. What's her name?
I'm not gonna say her name because we on.
Yeah,
the podcast,
I was gonna say we'll let you know, bro. But yeah, she didn't stress my nigga out, man. He went all bad, went all sad.
Ah, oh, fuck. Damn. Damn, damn, my nigga.
What up, everybody?
What's up with Ronnie, though? I see a little sister in here. What up, Veronica?
Yes.
What's going on, girl?
Love her to death.
Hell, yeah.
She's still in here?
Y'all got it.
Yeah, she's
I don't know.
Veronica, back at Smiley, I remember we had gym class together, boy, and we have our little Smiley Cougar shorts on. but Thumb, your little sister was a demon, boy. She was always fucking with niggas, you know, man. Goddamn, bullying niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because she knew who her big brother was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wonder when she did that shit.
Like, we already knew who your big brother was. We not trying to mess with you.
I had to walk off the father.
Sasha niggas say, no, she wasn't. Stop lying, Ronnie.
pushing niggas around, bro. Bro. Like, girl, damn.
That's what's Are we live on YouTube, bro?
Hey, you know who? You know who Veronica's married? Are y'all still married, Veronica? You remember? Mr. Brown's son, bro? What was his name? Was it Mr. Jay? Brown? What the fuck is that nigga's name?
Mr. Brown
at the church. And his son, remember his son did that karate kick and shit, but he was a big nigga. What the fuck was his fucking name, bro?
Did he play the piano? What's your man's name? Did he play the piano?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Joseph Brown. Yeah, Joseph Brown. So that nigga Joseph. That nigga, he tried to kick somebody. I remember he did like a karate kick. I was shocked, like, oh shit. Nigga's big as shit. Man, watch out, nigga. Oh, man. She said lies. What's up with Acorn, man?
What's up with Acorn?
I've seen your brother in a minute.
I talked to Zaza last night. He good. He was going out with his girl. I was supposed to go over to his house to eat dinner, but he said him and his girl was going to one of her family members' surprise party. I was thankful because he looked far as fuck, and I ain't trying to drop. no worries. I'm about to just go home.
Hey, what y'all doing for Valentine's Day?
Oh man,
shit, man, maxing and relaxing, bro. Shit, I don't know.
Valentine's Day. I ain't got no choice. You've been talking about it all day today. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? this, and I'm like, oh hell no. So why you keep telling me what you want? Like,
I thought this day was reciprocal, nigga. This is a one-sided ass day.
One-sided day.
Oh, man, yeah, she's a. So, I don't know. We're probably gonna go out to eat and shit. I got something for her tomorrow. You know, I ain't trying to put out there just in case she might tap in, but yeah, because tomorrow's our. We actually got married the day before, so day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, congratulations! How long y'all been married?
Oh shit, it'll be 11 years. Officially tomorrow.
Woo, hold on. Is this the young lady that we went to George with?
Yeah.
And please. Oh, okay. Y'all still together?
Yeah, we still together.
Oh, that's dope, man. That's dope, man. Congratulations.
Oh shit! Thank you. That's my ride.
She sure is, bro. You know, we've been
through a lot of ups and downs, so you kind of keep them on your team, man. That's you don't want to let them go. The ones that stick by you.
Yes, sir.
Real talk.
Yes, sir.
Real talk, bro. She said I had to inbox you. Yeah, inbox me, Ronnie. I had to chop it up, man. But bro, that's dope, man. Them long-lasting relationships, man. Ain't nothing better than that, bro. You got somebody you can truly trust, man. Somebody that you know loves you. You love them, my nigga. Like, ain't nothing better than that, my nigga. This world is fucked up now, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. We actually had to grow up. Me and her actually had to grow up together. So it was like, you know, just really building that together. You really build a best friend and your woman. And sometimes you take that for granted because, you know, I was slime a couple years ago. It's a real slime, you know.
Just a couple years ago, he was a slime ball, bro.
Yeah, slime ball. But sure, you know what? But what I noticed is that I wasn't being blessed either. But now that I actually got it together, where, you know, I'm figuring my marriage out and got everything together, so life is getting better and better by the day. I can't even be mad at it.
Hey, man. See, that's interesting that you put that out there, bro. A lot of people don't realize that shit, man. What you give out, you get back, man. You know what I'm saying? Even if you are doing the right shit.
Ladies. Also to ladies, you know what I'm saying? If you stick it out with that man, at the end of the day, bro, he's gonna respect you. You know what I'm saying? So it's about, you know, you got to go through those hard times, you know, as well as the good ones. You know what I'm saying? And don't give up, man.
Right.
For real. Right. My brother said just a couple years ago, he was a slime. And now he's a dime. You know what I'm saying? What I'm done.
They got control, nigga.
A lot better. So this.
Because especially as men, bro, it takes a little second to mature, man, and start not worrying about certain shit. You know, sometimes nigga, your sack be in control of shit.
Man, and knock your focus all the way off, especially when you're married. Because it seems like now that when you're married, girls love you more. And I think my best friend put it to me. She's my best friend is a woman. You know, she's a real one. She'd be like, hey, man, they love you more because of the fact that you show commitment. And that's what nine times out of 10, a lot of women like that shit. So if you can show commitment, even if they got to break that, they want that. You know what I mean? So it makes it easier for you to go out here and mess around with women you probably never thought 10, 20 years ago you never even had a chance with.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
these females, man, they be got shit fucked up though, because it's like, just because I gave that to her, what makes you think I'm gonna do that for you, bitch?
Not gonna be the same, because once after I get comfortable, I'm gonna go back home.
But we gotta be honest though, I've heard y'all say this, but like, do all women don't deserve that? With like, you know, I'm on social media, bro, and I'm just seeing crazy stuff. Like, even people I went to school with, and I'm like, like, yo, you want somebody to like wife you and treat you like wifey material, but you always on here shaking your ass. You at the club every weekend, you know, like, nah, man, I don't want to be with that.
And some of them just ain't shit. Just period, bro. Like, these females want somebody to take care of them, bro. Indolent. They're hella fucking indolent.
They want to be indolent. There you go. It's crazy what you see nowadays as far as like when we was in high school, a lot of girls you never really stood a chance with. Now that you're older, how they just kind of pop out on you. And you're like, dang, you digging me now? Okay, what happened in high school? I'm like, was I dusty or something? I ain't from the east side, so I know I'm dusty. Like, you know. So. Shout out to my east side.
You don't understand.
Shit.
You're not from the city, you don't understand. Yes. That's crazy.
There was a stigma out there.
Hey, I share the same sentiment with Thump though, like, cause you know me, I was dusty. I'm not gonna lie, bro. I was dusty growing up, and like, yeah, the women was kind of mean to me. They weren't even women; they was little girls. They was mean to me and shit. But like nowadays, when they see me, you know what I'm saying? It'd be compliment central. You know, oh, you smell so good. Like my wife is right here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga, I'm gonna keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? But it's always good to see you. Always good.
Yeah. It is a big difference now. I can't lie. You see certain girls, they want a hug now. You couldn't get a hug then. Like, back up off me, bitch.
So back up off me. That's why you need the newspaper. Back up.
That's funny as shit, bro. Yeah, shit has changed a lot, though, man. Being a grown man, feels way better, you know, like just being able to do everything I want. Like you said, we didn't really have many choices, many options back then, man. Our shit was limited. That's why we was had to start working so goddamn young and shit, trying to sell weed and do all kind of shit. But now we kind of having it our way, you know what I'm saying? I like it.
Yeah,
I like it way better.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I do miss the days of selling weed though.
Fine.
How much you looking for? Oh, I ain't coming out the house unless you're trying to buy a dime sack. They were like, oh yeah. At least need $10.
$10, my nigga. For real, bro. You get a call from somebody you don't know, like, I ain't selling to this motherfucker, nigga. Nah, y'all, I ain't never seen this number. That shit used to happen a lot. Like, how'd you get my fucking number? Like,
story time. So we young brothers, man, and we over at Josh's house. You know, Josh was on, like, look, he already know what I'm about to say. Josh was on like 25th and Ivanhoe, right across the street from Smiley.
26. There you
go. We was trying to get our little dimes off, you know what I'm saying, of the green and shit. This is what my nigga Josh said. He said, yo, I'm not even fucking with that. Nigga, we need to sell crack. We went to the facts, bro. We went to the facts, nigga.
Oh, man.
That shit's crazy, man. Like, I'm like, this nigga recommended that we need to move to white, bro. Crazy.
Yeah, I used to want to sell crack. I ain't gonna lie. I never did, though. Just so everybody know, I never sold crack. But I wanted to. I wanted to.
Yeah,
it was like, Yeah, the niggas that was selling crack was getting paper, bro. Like, man, my big cousin used to pull up with the fattest wads of money and shit, man. God damn. But that nigga told me, like, bro, if I catch your ass in this game, nigga, I'm gonna fuck you up. And I was like, man, shit.
They had money back. God damn. I used to sit in the house with like Lil T and Bay P and them, and man, seeing how they was coming up, I'm like, shit, I might want to do that. No, wait a minute. No, no. I ain't trying to pay all that money.
I know, man. Baby P's ass is funny as fuck, bro. That nigga be over there with my cousins and shit. He be over there with the Hortons, bro. That nigga be cracking me the fuck up. I didn't know this nigga was this funny, nigga, because I always used to just see him in them gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking he's a crazy ass little nigga. No, that nigga's actually hella cool, hella fucking funny, nigga. Cool ass nigga.
But he definitely has that personality. You know what I mean? That's a. Yeah, most definitely. Shoot. You know, but me and Bay P got certain issues we got to work on, and that's just on some man shit, not for the world, but you know, just for us to sit down and address some certain situations, because that is my big homie. Like, you know what I mean, one of the real ones that really put me on. So it's always love, but we got to address something. But when his brother died, I couldn't imagine a day if my brother died. I'm sorry, I'll tear this city up, man. I'm sorry, like.
No, you will, man. Yeah, that shit was so shocking, bro.
Hey, note to self, if something ever happened to Acorn, I'm keeping my ass in the house, bro. He said he's going to tear the whole city up, bro. I believe it.
Tear the whole city. You got to. It's a, hey, you know, the big brother role. Mm-hmm.
Acorn ain't no slouch either, boy. Yeah, real shit. They gonna have trouble trying to get to that nigga too. Shit, fuck with that big ass little boy. Well, yeah, he's a man now, but back in the day, bro, he was like the same size as everybody else. Like, God, young ass, big ass nigga.
it sucks for him because he was forced to grow up so fast. Because you know when our generation started taking off, it was like he was right there. So now you have to be here with us, and it's like, dude, but I want to hang out with the younger dudes. It's like, no, we ain't doing that. Like, get out here. It's like, no, we outside now.
And I so used to see his ass outside, bro, at the parties, my nigga, at the goddamn let outs, nigga, all that. Nigga, like, boy, your ass really out here, boy.
Man, them goddamn parties got a lot of people assaulted.
When that nigga Baby Knight boy show up, nigga, you know you better get the numbers and get the fuck on. It's finna go down.
And you come in there and take his shirt off, and like, why'd you take your shirt off? Hold on, wait a minute, hold on.
The nigga would take his shirt off. That shit was funny.
Damn.
So
get the exercise.
Man. I know, man. He would start doing push-ups and shit. To the side and shit. I was like, this nigga, man.
He can't hit a workout. I miss my dog, but I used to hate kicking it with girls with this dude because he had a specific routine that he used to pull. And he would like, he would come up, he would bring a bag with him. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, you got your bag on you. Then we'd go in that house, we're kicking it with him and shit. He'd be like, hey, can I take a shower? And he'd be like, you want to take a shower at their house? Like, what the fuck? And he'd go take a shower. Yeah, he would go take a shower in their room, but he had a plan. He'd come out in the towel on and be like, hey, can you put some lotion on my back? And you remember, so he'd be like, oh, what the? And that shit worked for him. He'd be like, hey, bro, you might need to get out the room real quick. I'm like, what the hell? All right.
No, I ain't never heard of no shit like that, bro. That's wild. That is wild, nigga.
Hell no, but you know what? That's slick as fuck, nigga.
Can you lotion my back? I can't reach my back. Can you lotion my back?
Lotion my back, and you be. They're like, yeah, that dude. You know, he had that long ass hair and shit. So they were like, oh yeah, yo, can you grease my scalp? I'm like, this dude. That's why I had to start growing braids back then. Like, yo, I need to catch up.
You still got the brush?
Hell no.
Hell nah. Hey, nigga, I used to have braids back in the day too, bro. My cornrows, they used to be all right, bro.
Nah, I got tired of that. After one day, I just went to the barbershop, cut it off. Like, let's go.
Yeah, that shit hurt too, man. Like, nah, bro, I'm not trying to sit here and get braided up. That shit hurt.
Yeah.
Knock it, just brush and go. Brush and go, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. I kind of miss them days. I ain't gonna lie. Having hair is some bullshit sometimes, man. Should be getting caught on shit. Velcro shit. I'm having to rip it off shit. God damn. That shit funny. Damn. Yeah.
So you always had the whips back in the days. God damn.
For real. I used to love brushing my hair, man. That's all I used to do, man. Shit. Just brush.
Yeah.
So look. This nigga I'm about to call her this nigga. What are this nigga statuses, bro? But you actually got a nice one though. Hold on. Let me go back to that one. Hold on. Where was it? This nigga said, he said, I just want to be a better person today than I was yesterday and every day after, if that makes sense. Nigga, I like that shit, bro. For real, my nigga. That's the kind of shit we trying to push, bro. For real.
Mm-hmm.
That's like grown man shit. Nobody think, a lot of motherfuckers think they already got it, man. Like, you got it figured out. You know what you're doing. And ain't no growth in that. You know what I'm saying?
There's no room in that. One thing I noticed is a lot of people get lucky. They get lucky in life. You know what I mean? Where a lot of us have to really strive to be great. Like, our parents weren't in the greatest situation. You know what I mean? And then you had kids who had everything. You know what I mean? So now I'm trying to live life and grow. Like, you know, just count my flaws and then learn how to them. Like, where I'm making mistakes at, don't make that same mistake twice. And then you grow from that. But that's the only way you're going to make it. That's how businesses survive. And then you turn your, like for me, I turned my gang name into my brand name. So now it's a brand and I can actually proud. So it's like,
that's dope.
I got something going. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like,
Look. You want to touch on that, Eric?
Nah, man, I'm feeling it, bro. I'm just honestly, man, I'm just chilling, bro. For real.
I love it, drinking.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, no, because Thump is spitting game, bro. Like, you know, I'm just soaking it in, bro. For real, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's some grown man, that shit to say, bro, especially publicly. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas, like I said, they think they already got it, man. Everybody perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. Yeah. I ain't perfect.
Every day is
perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every day's opportunity. Yeah. No doubt about it. It is. One thing for me that really helped me, you actually start, when you start doing better, you start seeing how people really fuck with you. So now I start, like, with my content creating, when I start seeing my views getting, my videos getting views and shit like that. So I'm starting, like, I'm like, oh, so y'all really like me. Oh, I might actually be funny for real. Like, so now I'm going to keep elevating that. Then also, like I told you yesterday, like, then it's a plan underneath it. As long as I'm appealing to the world, I can push another brand that's underneath me and push that into the world as well. You know what I'm saying? All off the same ticket. All the money count. So it's like but, Instagram, Facebook.
We got Taisha in here. All right, what's up?
That ain't Taisha, fool. That's Taisha. Right. Remember Taisha Danielle, Lee's little sister?
Yeah, that's Lee's little sister. Yeah.
You
called her Taisha, bro.
Oh, my bad. I done had a couple drinks.
Nigga, Eric, bro.
No, me and her, hey, we both was at Concord together, bro. And she cool as fuck, man. I love Lee, man. That's my big bro, man. Lee used to hold me down, bro, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So, nice, all love and respect, bro.
Hell yeah. Lee,
yeah, you know, Lee, my partner. That was my... Shit, I seen him a couple months ago at Denny's. You know, okay. So I was like, shit, but yeah, you know, he doing good. That's my partner, though. He one of the first dom moves, like, you know, of our age group that belong. I'm like, oh, is that what we doing? All right, bro. But shit, all right, we outside. Then, like,
that's Smiley, my nigga. I remember that nigga Lee was gangster, nigga. I was like, this nigga's a motherfucker. I didn't even know about that shit, bro. Hey.
Bro had the Mac 10 mm-hmm. going on back then.
yeah. Mac 10, West Side Connection. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
He definitely did, bro.
He's killing now. No, it was funny. You remember Smiley used to have Saturday school?
Mm-hmm. You know?
Hey, we was in math class, me and Lee was, and his dad came to the door. I didn't know that was his dad. So, you know, we were just goofy back then. And his dad was all peeking in the door and shit. So I'm like, oh, shoot, that looked like Snoop Doggy Turtle. And he was like, what the fuck? Hey, he was so mad. He was trying to fight me. Like, you trying to roast my dad? Like, oh, man.
That's funny. Hey, you said Saturday school was with Ms. Norris?
Oh, man, no. Oh, no, oh. Hell no, not Miss Norris. I had it.
No,
just letting the segment. Now Miss Norris was the pass room. I couldn't stand that shit. I was always in there.
Yeah, she was the okay. Yeah, she's the pass room. That's right.
That nigga said Miss Hickman, bro.
Miss Hickman was mean, yeah, bro. Man. I had her for social studies, bro. She was mean.
She was mean.
Hey yo, me and John, we'll call each other the N-word. We'd be like, hey my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Let me get a pencil or whatever. Miss Hickman would be outside when we switching classes. She'd be like, stop saying the N-word. And I was like, as a kid, I'm like, why is she so mad about that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, Miss Hickman, that's crazy. Miss Hickman, Miss Hindman, all of them, man. Yes, Mr. Sully. Mr. Bandy. Sully.
Oh, man. Mr. Bandy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
He used to roast him, too. Mr. Bandy, he seemed like,
what was his name? Mr. Shear? He was the dude that rode the bicycle with the long ponytail. Mr. Shear? Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Mr. Shear was the first white dude ever with a black wife.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Woman either. Mm-hmm. His wife was African American.
Yeah. All right, I'm like,
better you know, we used to think he was feminine, that he, you know, and I'm like, he's,
yeah,
not yet. He had a black wife and kids.
Hey, so like when I used to ditch class, I used to go up the stairwells all the way at the end of the school, right? Up and down. And then one day I was trying to outrun Mr. Shear and Mr. Bandy, you know what I'm saying? And they was trying to get me. Yo, Mr. Bandy's big bald head ass was moving fast as fuck, bro. Moving fast, man. I was zipping through the hallways and running up and down the stairs, man. That shit crazy.
He was a fat man with skinny legs.
He did. And then he quit Smiley, didn't he? After y'all's year, he quit, didn't he?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Did he? He probably did. I think he did.
I think he started. She said
Miss
Wynn.
Miss Wynn. That's George, though, right? Miss Wynn is George. Is that George?
No, that's still Smiley.
Miss Wynn, yeah. She was mean.
Yeah, she sent you home with them referrals, and so you had to get your parents excited. I'm like, hey, I'm messing right too. I'm like, I used to just sign my mom's name off, like, she was like, but she was like, right. Really?
This nigga crazy.
Yeah, really. Hey, but you know, hey, you want to know who really had my heart though? I'm gonna tell you who was a real one. Miss Jones, boy. Miss Jones was talking shit. I remember one time I got sent down to the office, and Miss Jones was like, come here. She was like, where you going? I was like, I gotta go to the office, and I had the little slip in my hand. I think they was probably gonna send me to the pass room. And Miss Jones was like, let me see that sheet. And then she saw it. She was like, she ripped that shit up. She said, go back to class. I was like, thank you, Miss Jones. Miss Jones a real one, bro. For real.
You gotta love Miss You had to love Miss Jones, man.
Yeah, that's dope, bro. Yeah, I forgot about Miss Jones, man. She was cool. See, she was mean as fuck when we was like in sixth and seventh grade. But then once we got to eighth grade, she was cool.
Yeah.
She smoothed out, my nigga. Tuck your fucking shirt in and all that shit, nigga. She was tripping, bro.
Miss Hickman, though. Hey, Thump.
Huh?
Yeah, I remember Miss Medina. Yeah, I remember Miss Medina too, bro.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But I was gonna ask you something. You said Miss Hickman, was she teaching math class, or she was just having y'all in there and everybody was doing individually what they needed to do?
She just had us in there and everybody was doing individually work they needed to do. So I never
Miss Hickman is a black lady, right?
Yeah.
And she had like a little gray fro. She had like a little gray hair and shit. Yeah.
You know what? I never failed her class after the after back to school night. The first year I had her, she told on me for failing the class. She told my mom, and I got. She was like, "Goddamn!" And she yelled at me. She says, "All you got to do is read the worksheet I'm giving you is right there in the book." And so I started looking at this. She's like, "Oh." Hey, that's easy.
That's funny as hell. Miss Tigman was a trip, bro. Hey, Miss Medina's class, though, that's where we used to watch all them damn movies, The Temptations and shit.
The Temptations. Hey, I gotta thank Miss Medina for two reasons. The first one is because of the Temptations movie. Like I used to enjoy watching that in her class. I don't know why. And then the second one is because she gave us the opportunity to make a music video or something. And like, I made a music video in her class. And so that shit was fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did that shit too. It was that nigga Tyrese Walker, my nigga. We did it to that fucking juvenile song and shit. Yeah, that was Miss Medina's class. That's crazy. I forgot about that shit.
She hella suspended my ass. Got me suspended.
The music teacher? What was you doing in music class, nigga?
I had got into it with this dude named Boo. It made Glenn Coon now, but yeah, I was like, shit, got into it. I'm gonna have to throw a chair at him.
You broke up. What's his name?
Glenn.
Glenn? Okay.
Yeah. I had to throw a chair at him. And she started crying and shit. I got suspended for 5 days.
You made Miss Medina cry?
Oh, yeah. Dre. God damn. Jesus, man. That's funny, bro. Them days was dope, though, man. Real.
Yeah. Hey, Veronica, whose music video did you remember? Mine or James's? I'm just curious. Let's see what she say.
Because I'm trying to remember, like, did I ever get to see that shit? Oh, Paul Childs.
Hey, that name that rings a bell, bro. Paul Childs.
Yeah, he was
had a disability.
He had
something.
A disability.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember
didn't the police shoot him or something?
Yeah, which is strange because you know the whole community knew Paul. So why did even police knew him? So why the hell would I think that action is you know to kill him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Real talk.
That's annoying. His family got paid off.
Hey, what about y'all remember Mark Smith? Y'all remember what happened to Mark Smith?
I remember the
nigga because he got the same last name as me.
Yeah, brother man. That nigga
brother man, yeah, me. Brother man, exactly. You remember Mark Smith though?
His name ain't hidden right now. Mark Smith.
He was
okay. That wasn't Mr. Peaches, was it?
Yeah, was that Julian?
You talk about what was that dude's name that used to be at Skyline at the fucking is that who you talking about? He used to be at the fucking wreck all the time, and his ass used to be fucking with people. He was kind of like Mark. I forgot his fucking name though.
Yeah,
he's
walking
around with this
shit.
Mr. Peaches. Yeah. I remember that nigga Mark was crazy, bro. He used to fucking piss with his pants all the way down
in the bathroom at the stall.
I was like, I'm gonna just wait till this nigga come out. I already know what he's finna do, my nigga, up in there. Nigga, I'll stand outside the door like, I'm not trying to see this nigga half naked. I remember the first time he did it, when I seen him do it, he was right next to me. I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? This nigga undressing in here.
He had a dream.
He had to go. Man. That's funny, bro. You need Jesus. He used to always say that shit to everybody.
Yeah, you say you need Jesus. Yep, that's Mark Smith. Hey, so Thumb, let me ask you, Thumb. I ain't going to spend too much time reminiscing, but I don't always get to communicate with you, so I want to take this opportunity to ask you. my nigga James lived across the street from Smiley, and this nigga had a dog. I don't know how his dog would get out the fence, Bear. But there have been numerous stories of Bear chasing niggas after school. Cruz Yoakum was one of them. And I want to know, Thump, did you ever get chased by James's dog?
Nah, luckily I wasn't one of those that got chased, but I do remember that shit happening, though.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah, somebody's dog crazy. Used to always came up. Like, whose dog is, you know, you used to freak out, who the fuck's dog is this? And he just like, Cruz? Oh my God.
Cruz got chased out of block by Bear, bro. Oh shit.
All right, she's played a lot of niggas. I ain't gonna lie, because she was just, you know, she was a gangster, man. Gangster ass dog. Look, she laughed, Cruz. What's up with that nigga, Cruz, bro?
Don't nobody know. Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah. Hopefully the nigga's all right, nigga. I hope
he's good. You gotta hope. We done lost a lot of people these days, and every day.
Hey, within this past year, Thump, there's a couple names that stand out to me. I think Jamar hit me the hardest, though, because, like, we was really childhood. Like, we were children playing in the park as kids, you know, like, or playing football mm-hmm. together, playing basketball together. So, for me, within this last year, Jamar really hit me hard, bro. And honestly, there's probably more people that I know, but I haven't known that they passed away just because I'm not on social media and shit, you know?
Yeah.
But that shit's sad, bro.
It is sad. Jamar was always a standout dude. He was just humble. He'll beat the hell out of you, though, if he had to. But you know what I mean? Yeah. Just strong. All people like, that, bro, what the fuck? But yeah.
That nigga's strong.
Yeah, it was actually strong. Like 2 years ago. Yeah. You know, I give it up to him. 2 years ago, I had a neighbor that stayed across the street from me. You know, he from the other side. And you can always tell where he was. But Jamar's the one who introduced us. You know what I mean? Because that was his cousin. So he came over here and I just happened to be outside one day and come here, bro, with the movement. And he introduced us and whatever. And that was the last time I seen Jamar. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
It killed that tension too. It was like, oh, yeah.
That's dope. See, that's dope, man. And people probably wouldn't even know that about that nigga, man, because everybody was just, you know, thinking this nigga evil and shit, bro. This nigga was cool. He was just as cool as everybody else. You know what I'm saying? It was just niggas used to do bullshit, bro. Like, I remember this one time, man, niggas was trying to laugh at the nigga in class because my nigga was having a little trouble with some words and shit, nigga. I was like, hey. Y'all niggas better chill, bro. I ain't gonna say who it was, you know what I'm saying? But That shit like that would make that nigga mad, though. You know what I'm saying? And have him start whooping ass.
R.I.P. my nigga Jamar, man. But that nigga put me on, man, when I didn't have a pot to piss in, bro. I didn't even have a roof, man. That nigga gave me a place to stay, man. And I'm more appreciative of that than ever, bro. For real.
Yeah. Ready to go put the pause on? Yeah, Jamar was that nigga was a scrapper, bro. For real. Like, nigga.
I told you that was and middle school just swole, just like, oh, okay, that's what's up. Like, y'all cut up his shit. Really? I'm glad he on our side. Like, hold on.
Oh, God, bro. Original 26. Fuck, bro. That nigga was a joke. He said she came out the womb like that.
Yeah, strong nigga boy. That nigga was strong.
Yeah, man. When I seen that shit, bro, that shit fucked me up, my nigga. Cause my cousin had just died and shit like a couple days before that, bro. And I'm just looking at this shit like, this nigga is not, what the fuck? And I talked to his little brother, man. He's like, yeah, bro. Like, they found my nigga on the 16th Street Mall or something. He was fucked up, man. Somebody had slipped him some fentanyl, they think.
I know he was dealing with a lot of pain. When I seen him, he was missing fingers and stuff. And I'm like, what the? Like, he had an oil rig, they froze off. I'm like, oh, hell no, I was sued. Like,
That nigga was a hard worker, bro. For real.
Yeah.
That nigga was a hard fucking worker, man. Like, it was something. Yeah, it was something like that he got frostbite and shit. He was telling me, was it the oil rig or was it? It was some job he had, though, and he said the gloves just wasn't helping and shit. And he had to get them hoes amputated. Like, God damn.
Hey, highlight this comment, man.
Tish.
That's love, bro. Yes.
Oh, God. You know he fucks with you, girl.
Straight up.
You know
all day.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Much love, much respect.
You and your brother, man. We hope everything is good. Hey, what's the Leticia? What the fuck? No, hey, ain't you or wasn't you in what's that nigga's name? She's married to
Haynes.
We do. Ooh. We go hella fuck that girl. Rip Jamar on God, my nigga. For real. What the fuck, my nigga? Okay, all right. Y'all, how y'all doing? Y'all everything gravy, you know what I'm saying? I hope y'all Damn, girl. What the fuck happened? It seemed like y'all was doing well.
She said, that's a story for another day.
I know. It's a lot of people that kind of stay together and shit from back then, from school and shit. That's just pretty dope.
James, you're asking the wrong questions, boy. Hey, highlight that shit. You asking the wrong questions, nigga. Put that shit on the screen, bro. Look at Veronica. She's still bullying people, man. Why is Veronica still bullying? There was two bullies. Ask Smiley. There was two bullies. Veronica was one, and Sierra Hammond was the other one. Y'all together is just some bullies.
Oh, man. Bro. Sierra Hammond. I forgot about her, man. She was punching niggas, too. Mean ass.
Boy. Oh yeah, Sierra Hammond and the twins.
Yeah, the twins, boy. Have you hollered at them lately, Angelo and them?
Not lately. So we friends on Facebook though. So
okay.
Yeah, I ain't seen them niggas in a minute.
I haven't either.
Yeah, you know
she blaming you. She saying it's your fault though.
Not a Villiers fault. Nigga, top shit. But Dre actually was cool, man. That nigga wasn't no bully, bro. It was just like, if you turn that shit on with this nigga, bro, you better be ready for that shit. Because this nigga can do it fast.
but this is how
this nigga be, bro. He just be trying to have niggas laugh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I swear, bro, the days at fucking Skyland the school, my nigga. Oh my God. Them fucking clown sessions between him and Dustin, nigga, epic to this fucking day.
Oh, they was epic?
Oh, yeah.
I remember, y'all niggas was the reason say, I this started.
Look, this is the funniest joke I've ever heard Thump say. I think he said this shit to Cruz, I think. Thump told this dude that he took a shower and he bust nuts. No, he take a bath. He bust nuts in the bath. And it was so like low shit. That was the nastiest shit ever. You remember that shit? He told this nigga you be beating your meat in the bath, bro. And then
what the fuck, nigga? Hell no, I don't remember that shit. Hey.
You remember that shit, though? You said
it. I remember that shit.
You said it to Cruz? Who'd you say?
Yeah, it was Cruz. Yeah, because Cruz is kind of getting on my nerves. Like, you know, hey, bro, this fool. But Dustin, on the other hand, I think we used to go at it every day, and I think I destroyed him in basketball practice one day. It stopped.
Bruh, when you start calling that nigga Bart Simpson, my nigga, oh, my fucking God, nigga. I couldn't fucking believe it. Because I didn't see it until he said it, because his hair just starting to grow his shit out, bro. My nigga, he called that nigga Bart, bro. The whole gym, everybody was falling the fuck out. Like,
he called that nigga Bart, nigga.
Even Calvin, the coach was. He was like, what?
That shit was classic.
Hey, because you started saying that shit too, though, John. You used to start calling that nigga Bart, too.
That's where it came from. From this nigga.
From Thump.
At Skyland, bro. That shit was crazy, my nigga. I'm telling you, bro. Like, you just had to be there for the explosion of laughter, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fucking crying over that shit. Like, this nigga.
Kicked my ass out.
But, hey, though, bro, I got to jump off, man. I got to flip these ribs real quick, though, man.
This nigga gotta jump off, man. You eat ribs every weekend, man.
You get ready for the right, game, man.
I'm trying to, but hey, today's football Sunday though, so it's the Super Bowl. So I'm trying to get ready for this party and shit, man. So you know, I got some slabs on there real quick.
This nigga, this fucking pork, my nigga.
Hey, but though, man, hey, up, man. It's really good to see you, bro. And I'm glad you jumped on. And for the ladies, too, I'm glad y'all jumped on as well. I wish we could just bring y'all on I could just hear y'all stories. Because I know y'all got some funny stories, too. But I got to jump off, man. And Thump, I want to see you back on here, bro. I'd love to have you again, man, and reminisce with you, man, for real.
Yeah, we definitely got to do definitely. It.
Whenever John invite me, I'm on here. Fuck it.
Hey man, because every Sunday, bro, we gonna be back, man, doing it again, my nigga. And like, this is the energy we trying to create, bro. That shit we had today, my nigga, great shit, yeah. We didn't even get to the fucking, you know what I'm saying, we didn't even get to the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, that's the shit,
well, you know what, let's double back next Sunday and we could get to that, because it's still gonna be still gonna be going on all week. We're gonna see everybody else acting the fool, so it gives us some more to talk about, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Veronica says, send me the invite. She'll be there too next Sunday, 12 o'clock.
Yep, 12 o'clock, y'all. If y'all want to fuck around, man, just hop in. I'm gonna start making it. I'm gonna start doing that shit I did today or yesterday. I'm gonna put the upcoming notification on there so you can see that it's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? And then we just gotta pop in, man. So I'll shoot the link out.
All right.
Hey man, y'all enjoy y'all Sunday, man. Appreciate y'all.
You too. Y'all be safe.
Let's go FanDuel. That's what I'm looking for. FanDuel. Let's go.
I need that paper. All right, bro. Well, good highlights, my nigga. We gonna get it in next week.
All right, buddy.
All right, my nigga. Y'all be safe.
All right.
Gone. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all tapping in. Y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing and y'all keep set. Player gone. Play a podcast. Say on your ass, play a podcast.